It's that time here on the radio in Spain where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. We do this on a weekly basis, and he's with us today. How are you today, Bill?
Very well indeed. Thank you, Howard. I hope you are too.
Yeah, can't complain. So let's move on and discuss today estate planning for UK nationals in Spain. We're moving on really from what we discussed last week when we were talking about inheritances in the UK and UK inheritance. So let's follow that up today with a closer look at estate planning for UK nationals in Spain. Should everyone moving to live in Spain review their planning?
I think succession planning is a challenging pastime for people who have decided to retire to Spain and who are in the last period of their life, which may go on for another 25 or 30 years, of course. But of course, succession, we none of us know when succession planning will actually have to come into effect. So succession planning is one of those tasks that it's desperately easy to keep putting off. Listeners should really not leave this too late. If you do leave it too late, then the estate that you've spent your life developing and the love and affection you have for your family and other beneficiaries may mean that your estate doesn't end up being distributed as you wish, and your beneficiaries could end up paying a lot more tax than they might otherwise have done.
Do you find, Bill, that many people have a UK will but haven't done anything about changing it to a Spanish one or considering that even at all?
It isn't uncommon for individuals when they arrive to have settled a UK will and to believe that the transfer of assets remains in accordance with that will, without fully recognising that Spain has a different level of succession rules and regulations, which will, in most cases, undo a UK will to the point at which there are forced heirship rules. That means that there are regulations and statute which require you to transfer assets to a certain class of individuals, and most of the time, if not almost all the time, that is not how individuals wish to leave their assets. And so it's quite important to look at your will to make sure that your will in Spain is drafted by someone qualified and recognising the succession law of Spain, so that your assets are eventually transferred in the manner in which you would wish them to be transferred. It's often the case that individuals have assets outside of Spain. They may have property in the UK, assets, investment assets located in jurisdictions, let's say the UK Channel Islands, for example, or Luxembourg, somewhere else. And it's often important to consider whether or not you should have a second will expressly and only dealing with the assets located in that second territory, so that you can present that will and get clearance of the assets within that territory fairly quickly. If you only have a Spanish will, you've got to go and get the Spanish will notarized, apostilled, and it's a lengthy process to get the Spanish will translated and all the rest of it, so that assets, for example, in the UK can then be distributed in accordance with that will. So yes, a will is necessary. Lots of people think their English will or their UK will is satisfactory. Generally speaking, that is not the case.
Well, you've mentioned, Bill, that when people are brought up in the UK, they used to be able to leave their assets to whoever they wish when they die, perhaps even the local dog's home. But things here are different in Spain. Can you explain a bit more on this?
Yeah, you're right, Howard. In the UK, not always, I have to say, in Scotland, who have slightly different rules to England, Wales and Northern Ireland, but let's just talk about the UK in general. In the UK, you are generally free to distribute your estate just as you wish. That is not the case in Spain. Underneath Spanish succession taxes, there is a separate area of statute, of law, which is Spanish succession law, and that law imposes compulsory forced heirship rules. Again, once that is to suggest that the law will dictate, regardless of what your will says, who will inherit and in what amounts, of course, unless you do something to vary those terms. Now, in general terms, children are entitled to receive 2/3 of an estate's assets. So under Spanish law, for example, you can't leave everything to your spouse. Now, as I said earlier, UK principles generally applying to the sort of expatriate clients that Blevins Franks come into touch with, generally speaking, the assets are to be left to the surviving spouse or partner and thereafter passed on to the next class of beneficiaries, generally the children or other family members. That isn't simple in Spain, and it's not how the law works in Spain. Your spouse is actually only entitled to a very small portion of your estate, whereas your children are entitled to a fairly substantial portion of your estate.
What about the EU succession regulations called Brussels 4? I remember we've talked about this before, but what is it, Bill, and how can it help with your estate planning?
Yeah, I think this has brought about an EU law was introduced because of the freedom of movement of individuals, meaning that someone from Belgium could freely walk across the border and live in France or Germany under the EU freedom of movement rules. But what they didn't account for when they allowed that in the first place was the fact that if someone dies, what law should apply to the distribution of their estate? So you can use what is a European succession regulation called Brussels 4, and that means you're opting for the succession law of your country of nationality to apply on your death instead of the law of the country in which you're resident, Spain in this example. Now, you really do have to be quite careful that whilst it sounds like a panacea, it also introduces a number of other issues, which, for example, might mean that when you have become a non-domicile of the UK and therefore you are no longer liable to UK inheritance tax, opting for succession under UK national provisions might actually reintroduce you to a substantial amount of unnecessary taxation. So you really do have to be careful. It's important when you're drafting a will, because you're not here to make any changes, of course. You need to be to make absolutely sure that you are using the national law of succession of your country of origin in a sensible and precise way. What you need to remember is that whilst you can vary the way in which the assets are transferred to avoid the compulsory transfer of assets to predetermined beneficiaries under Spanish succession law, you aren't actually opting out of the Spanish succession tax regime. You're just opting out of the people who can benefit by a variation to the Brussels 4 regulations. Your estate will still be liable if you're a resident of Spain to Spanish succession tax. And the desperate issue with that is if you are not, if you're still a UK domicile, and I would suggest more than 50%, 60% of British expatriates, however long they've lived in Spain, are still UK domicile, there isn't any cover under the double tax treaty for inheritance tax UK and succession tax Spain. So you are technically liable to tax in both jurisdictions, although, as I've said many times, you then get into a negotiating situation where you obtain what's called unilateral relief. And that unilateral relief means you essentially, and I'm simplifying this enormously, it's a complex process, it's a long-winded process, and you leave your family and your beneficiaries in 2 or 3 years of negotiations, to say the least, but you also end up with them paying tax at the highest levels in both jurisdictions unnecessarily. You need to plan for this in advance. It's easily avoided. You've just got to sit down and talk to someone who understands the rules and regulations so that your hard-earned wealth passes over as intact as possible from taxation to the people that you wish to receive it in the right amounts and at the right time.
Well, talking about the Spanish succession tax bill, can you summarise how this affects British expatriates and their heirs?
Yeah, it works very differently to the way UK inheritance tax works. Tax is paid by each of the recipients of a transfer of wealth, whether that is by gift or by inheritance. And that seems right and proper and fair. You receive a benefit, you pay the tax on that benefit. In the UK, actually, it's the estate that's liable. You send the gift to the beneficiary, and the estate is then liable for the tax on that gift as well as the value of the gift. So it works quite differently. And the rates in Spain, unlike the UK, vary significantly based upon the relationship, the distance of the relationship between the person passing the assets and the person receiving them. There is no sort of blanket spouse-to-spouse exemption that actually exists in the United Kingdom. And so you need to look very carefully at who is going to benefit, where they sit on the tax scale, because the more distant the relationship, the higher the rate of tax applied. So that At one end of the scale, the rates are down at very low levels. But if you're passing assets to an unrelated third party, a friend that you've known for years but of no relationship to you, the tax rates are then calculated not only on what you're giving them, they then have to calculate the wealth of the individual receiving the benefit. And then there's a multiplier, and the tax rates go up to as high as in excess of 80%. One of the great areas to be careful about here is, of course, the issue of second and third marriages where there are children from both marriages, let's say there is an adoption and stepchildren involved. The tax charges on stepchildren, you know, are considerably different to those that are applied to children. And if there's been no adoption, it's even more difficult. So if you are in a relationship where there's children from both of your previous marriages or children from one of the previous marriages, there are some enormous complications that can arise that lead to excessive tax charges, and you can sort that one out provided you plan in advance.
Well, for those who missed last week's discussion, what about UK inheritance tax? Does it continue to apply to UK nationals living in Spain?
Well, yeah, I've said this many times. I'm sorry if I keep repeating myself, but the vast majority of British people who become expatriates in Spain maintain sufficient links or ties to the UK, which will eventually continue to retain their domicile for them for the whole of their life. You need to take action to unshackle yourself from what you might think are innocent connections to the UK, but which have the effect of creating domicile for you. And whilst you retain your domicile status of the UK, and sometimes the links to the UK that will be challenged by the revenue at the point of your death are very, very slight, but they don't need much to come after you for tax these days. So if you are still a domicile of the UK, then you are going to end up being liable for UK inheritance tax for as long as you're a domicile. As I mentioned earlier, if you are also a resident of Spain, you on the same assets at the point of death will be liable for Spanish succession tax as well. Now, as I said to you, you then negotiate what's called unilateral relief. You've left your beneficiaries, your spouse, your partner, at a time of grief to negotiate their way through a minefield of complexity to end up paying far more tax than would otherwise have been due. It's very important that you consider as early as possible how you wish to plan for your estate passing to your beneficiaries to avoid succession law and to reduce tax, and then to monitor your wishes and desires every 12 or 24 months as time goes by to make sure that your testamentary intentions remain current with your practical wishes of transfer.
So what advice do you have for our listeners on how to review and improve their estate planning?
It's difficult because this is a challenging exercise for individuals to start contemplating their death and who they're going to benefit. I've been through this exercise. It's not easy. You know, you feel you want to do this one minute, and then a year later, something changes. Children grow up, grandchildren are born, school fees become involved, people leave university or they go to university, marriages break up. You know, there are all sorts of issues that mean you've got to keep a watching brief on how you wish your assets to be distributed. So I think the first and most important thing is to set down a series of goals which you're trying to achieve, like to pay the least amount of tax in both the UK and Spain. What's your second goal? So list your goals. And then you've got to work out who you want to benefit from your estate and when they get that benefit and in what amounts. Because when you've established that, then, you know, people at Blevins Friends can then start to formulate for you the manner in which you might set your estate up to actually reach the aspirations that you've got for the transfer of your assets. You know, it's also important to remember that very often the male half of a relationship carries most of the signatory powers over most of the wealth. And it's important to understand what might happen at the point of that individual's death so that his spouse, widow, and the children can access the benefits fairly quickly. It's a question, really, I think, of what an individual might want to do to make the inheritance process as easy and as cost-effectively as possible for your beneficiaries. And with UK nationality and Spanish residence, you have, I'm afraid, walked into a much more complex environment for estate planning. And Blevins Franks, for over 40 years, have been giving cross-border advice on how individuals can achieve their desire for their beneficiaries, at the same time as keeping the taxes on any inheritances or gifts as low as possible. And I think the best way to do this is to have a look at the Blevins Rates website. And if you feel that you need some guidance or advice on the way in which your will is structured, give the local office, the address of which will be on the website, give the office a ring and make arrangements to go in and chat to them. To talk costs nothing, but you need to make sure that you have a conversation so that you aren't caught out for the sake of that conversation.
To talk and to listen as well, of course, Phil, I guess.
Yeah, I think the problem is out, and I'm sorry to use... I sound like that American chap who said, you don't know what you don't know. And if you don't know the inner sanctum of Spanish succession and UK inheritance tax, you really do need to speak to people who do.
And the website is, of course, www.belivingsfranks.com.
Spot on.
Many thanks, Bill. We'll talk again at the same time next week.
Great pleasure, Howard. Have a good week.